Today's message has been brought to you by Faith Family Church in Billings, Montana. For more information, visit faithfamilybillings.com. So it's going to be fun, but I just want to share just a little bit with you tonight, something I felt like the Lord put on my heart to share with you that will be an encouragement, and it's going to be exciting too, because, well, I'm not going to give it away. About halfway through, it's just going to be a little treat in there that'll just get you excited. It does me anyway. So we're just going to, our theme this year was fearless. And this is so, I don't know if anybody knew this, but 365 times in the Word, there is a phrase that says something like, do not fear, don't be afraid, fear not, just like 365 times. So God must have known that we were going to deal with some things and that we would face things, and fear was going to be the first thing that came, am I right? To be fearless is to be bold, courageous, lion-hearted, confident. I love this. Confident is showing certainty about something. A person who is a defender of freedom is a confident person. An antonym would be spiritless or poor-spirited. Well, we know that's not true because it says that he's given us, that his spirit, that we already know it's not true because his spirit, the spirit that raised Christ from the dead, lives in us. The Bible says that. So we know that's not true. We know that we're not spiritless, right? But first of all, my first point tonight is fearless women know who they are and whose they are. Know who they are and whose they are. And I just want to encourage you, woman to woman here, there is nothing like getting to know God. You may have, see, the Bible says that God is your father, and we're going to read some scriptures on that, but you may not have had a good earthly father. That happens, right? But God said, I'll be your father. He's our father. He's a good father. He loves us, right? In John 1:12, it says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, those who believe in him. We're a child of God. In the Passion Translation, it says, those who embrace his name take hold of it and all that it represents. We are given authority to become children of God. In Galatians, and I'm going to read a lot of scripture in this because I want to show you. Guys, this is just a touch of what I found, too. I mean, there is like so much scripture on this subject that we're teaching on being a child of God, not being afraid, how he's fighting you, your battles for you, how he loves you. I mean, it was like, okay, which one of the 500 do I choose? You know, I can't say them all, but Galatians 4:7 says, therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a daughter. It also says son, so they're included too, but we're just talking daughters right now. And if a daughter, then an heir of God through Christ. And that means, an heir means that we can access everything our father has or is. We have access. Everybody knows what an heir is, right? I mean, you are left, when you are an heir to the throne or an heir to something, you are left everything. Everything that position held belongs to you. It is yours. It's yours. You don't have to, I mean, and you have, it's like, I mean, you don't even have to question if it's yours. Well, that's what we are. We are heirs. It says in Galatians 3:26, for you are all daughters of God through faith in Christ Jesus. You might think, well, what does that mean to be a daughter? Listen, when we say to the Lord, I want to serve you. I want you into my life. I want you in my heart. I want to serve you. I want to know you. He adopts us in. And we are just part of the family. We are just engrafted in, not because of anything we do, not because of how good we are, not any of that, but because of Jesus. We have that position because Jesus died on the cross for us, gave his life for us. We don't have to be orphaned. We don't have to be left alone. We don't have to be in a position of hopelessness. We don't have to be in a position of not knowing what love is and peace is in our life because Jesus. It's as simple as Jesus, I receive you. I believe in you. And I want to make you a part of my life, and I want to serve you. And that's how good he is. In 2 Corinthians, Corinthians 6:18, it says, I will be a father to you, and you will be my daughter, says the Lord Almighty. God himself assumes the role of caring for us and meeting every single need. He assumes that role. He doesn't, I gotta take care of these kids. You know, like sometimes I don't do that. I don't know about you guys, but I don't do that. You know, he is excited about it. He loves us. He's excited about being a part of our life. He's excited about being a father to us. He's excited about meeting our needs. He's excited about expressing joy and being that joy for us. He's excited about the peace that we get to live in. He's excited about all of these things because he loves us, and he paid such a big price. That's how much he loves us. He gave his son. Secondly, a fearless woman knows where they are positioned in every battle. Ephesians 2:6 says, and he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We were raised with him and were seated in him. We must know the position we have been supplied in him. Now you think, I'm not sitting with Jesus. It's in the spirit. We are a three-part person. We are a spirit, we possess a soul, and we live in a body. And I can't go into detail on that, but when we go from this life to the next, it's us, it's who we are. Our spirit is who we are, and it's real. The end of life is real. It's a real thing. It's intense, but God has given us a hope and a future. Amen. It says in the Passion Translation, that verse says, God still loved us with such great love. He is so rich in compassion and mercy. Even when we were dead and doomed in our sins, he united us into the very life of Christ, saved us by his wonderful grace, and he raised us with Christ, the exalted one, and we ascended with him into glorious perfection and authority in the heavenly realm. For we are now co-seated. We are co-seated. So first, what do we say? A fearless woman knows who they are and whose they are. You need to know whose you are. You need to know. You need to have that relationship with the Lord. And secondly, we know where we're positioned in every battle. And let me show you kind of what this looks like. I was really excited about this because I got to use one of my son's toys. This is the enemy right here. I know he's scary, but this is the enemy. The word says that we are seated with Christ, far above all principality, all power, all might. We are seated with Christ. Let me show you what that looks like in the spirit. Let me show you what that looks like to the Lord in his eyes for us, okay? So here's little enemy guy. And here's where you're seated. Things look a lot different from the position that you're seated in than what you see in the natural. Sometimes that guy can seem so big in your life. The enemy, the problem, the issue, the torment, the whatever it is, that can seem so large in your eyes. You can feel it. You can see it. You can sense it. It can affect your emotions, everything. But do you know how God sees it and sees you? He sees you seated with Him in heavenly places, far above the issues. And He sees that little scrawny little bug. It looks like a bug from up here. He sees that like that. Listen, if we are going to be victorious, if we are going to walk this life, and when things come at us, we're going to beat them. Right? Not in our own strength, but in His. We have got to begin to see the issues that we face as small as that. I'm not saying they're not real. I'm not saying they don't bring heartache. I'm not saying they don't make you uncomfortable. I'm not saying any of that. But when you know God and you know the position that you've been placed in far above all principality and power, when you know where you've been seated, that is what they look like. Because listen, nothing can withstand the Lord. Nothing can stand against the Lord. Nothing can stand against the Lord. And you know what that means? Nothing can stand against the ones that He loves, which is everybody, that say, Lord, I trust You. I put my faith in You. I believe You. I want to walk with You. I want to serve You. I want to live with You. I want to live in Your battles, right in the midst of Your victories, where I am supposed to be seated, right in the center. Guys, listen. We're not promised that we won't have things that we face in this life. But you know what we're promised? If we trust in Him, and we look to Him, and we put ourselves, and we know where we sit, and we know our good, good Father, you will overcome them all by putting your faith and your trust. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. God is faithful, and this is where you're seated, and this is what's been provided for you. A seat way up here with that little scrawny little guy down there. In Colossians, it says that if you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, seating at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above. How do you do that? How do you set your mind on things above? This is full of things above. This is full of the goodness of God. This is full of the promises of God. This is full of how God was faithful time and time and time and time again. This is how you set your mind on Him. You read these words and you say, I choose to believe those words. I'm going to set my mind on those words. When God says, I am healed by His stripes, I'm going to set my mind on those. I'm not going to pull away from those. I am going to keep focused. Oh, man, a warrior keeps focused. I think I'm looking at some fighters in here. Now, I'm not talking about like, come on, Jackie, let's, you know. We don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against this little dude right here where we're already seated up here, and he's that little. That's no contest. It's no contest. But see, we've got to set our mind. This is where I'm seated. Set my mind on the Word of God that says He is faithful and that thing is defeated. Set our minds on the fact that, you know what? Nothing's impossible with God. And nothing's impossible with those that believe Him. Nothing's impossible. God is faithful. He is faithful. It's a good thing I've been working out, or I would not be able to get up and down that thing. I need to take a drink of water. It's just good. God is so good. It says in the Passion Translation in that Colossians 3:1, it says, Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. Jesus didn't go, oh, this seems like a good idea. I think I'll go and just give my life for myself today. No. He had us in mind. Do you want to know what's so, like, awesome and big and just miraculous about God and Jesus? He said that, I'm going to give my life for them. But when he did, he thought of each one of us individually, I believe. He knew. He knew. He knew. He knew that Debbie was going to one day be walking through life on this earth, and she was going to need a savior. She was going to need a victory. She was going to need a father that loved her. She was going to need that place of right relationship with God so that she could walk through life and be victorious at it. Guys, this is burning in me because we live in a society and we live in a place right now where women and, don't shoot me, don't use the sword, but there is this representation of what a strong woman is. How can you be strong and not be in God's grace? And in relationship with it, you can't. You can't. We need a generation of women who love God with all of their heart to rise up, to not be afraid. Now listen, that does not mean that you do not feel fear. I am not saying that. That means that when fear comes, you say, I will not be afraid. I know where I'm positioned, and I know who I belong to. I will not be afraid. I have had to do this in my life time and time again, where fear tries to come on you and grip you. Listen, it is all over. You wanna, how many watch TV and it's like every commercial is like fear driven. If they're not telling you what kind of medicine you should take and then all of the side effects that go along with it. Or you go into the doctor's office, and I don't fault them for this. They have to tell you everything. They have to tell you every angle because they could be held accountable for that. But listen, fear tries to creep in. If you have never felt fear, I would like to meet you. Because we live in a society, listen, that is, when you are a believer, that is the only thing the enemy can put on you. Because when he puts fear in you, and then you grab that fear, and then you start to give in to that fear, and you start to yield to that fear, it affects your life. This is just, I don't know the statistic on this, this is just a natural statistic, but people who worry don't live very long. Right? I don't know if you've ever heard that before. I don't know the numbers, but worry, it drags you down. It affects your body. Well, did you know that there's a scripture in here that says that the word is life and it's medicine and it's health to all your flesh? He's given us everything we need. He is so good. He's so faithful. In this position, we must seek the things which are above. We must set our minds on him. When something contrary comes to us, we remain focused on the word of God. It's not that you don't feel. It's not that you don't, you know, that you're not affected by things around you. But it is in that moment deciding, I am going to choose to stay focused on the Lord, and he will see me through. He'll see me through because he's good. He is so good. I'm going to skip forward here. Our position in him is in him, and it's in faith. We are women of faith. In Hebrews, it talks about how, I love this. I don't know if you ever read Hebrews, but it talks about all the people in the Bible that before that were men and women of faith, that stood, believed God, and saw miraculous things happen. One of the scriptures in there, one of the translations says, women of faith saw their dead raised to life again. What's dead in your life? What are the things in your life that seem dead? God has life for those. God has answers for those. God has hope. I don't know what it is to live without hope. But God has hope. He has a future. He has something to look forward to all the time. He's good. He loves. And remember, he loves large. The third thing is fearless women know the powers of their weapons and how to use them. Just gets me going right here. If we understood the power that is in the weapons that God has given us, that is what it would look like, I'm pretty sure. At least when I'm fighting the enemy, I like to picture myself like that. That is what he's given us. Listen, if he's given us the shield of faith, there is not an arrow from the enemy or a bullet from the enemy that can pierce the shield of faith. Nothing gets past that thing. Just like that one. Now listen. Oh, it's not up there anymore. God has given us every weapon that we need to fight battles and win. To win. Listen, he has already won the victory. And I'm going to read a scripture here real quick and then we're going to close. But he has already won the victory. He has already won the victory. He has already won the victory. And let me show you where that's found, because it is so good. It is found. Well, first let me read this. Ephesians 6 says, the weapons, the shield of faith is a wraparound shield. It doesn't leave any open spot for the enemy. So it's better than that shield. The sword of the Spirit is the spoken word of God. He's given us that. The word, it says, is sharper than any two-edged sword. So when the enemy comes at you with things, and he's bombarding. Listen, most of the battle is in your mind. He's going to attack your mind. He said, what about this? What about this? What'd they say? Well, did you see that commercial? You might, fall in line with some of that. Did you see what they did? Listen, he is going to battle your mind. And the way that you fight that is with the word of God. When fear tries to come, no, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. I will not be afraid. You may be shaken. You may feel it all over here, but listen, faith does not come from this. It's from in here. When you take it from here and you proclaim it with the words from your mouth and you stand your ground and you say, I am not going to fear. God has won the battle for me. I have a victory in him, and I'm going to seat myself in that position, and God is going to come through for me. You fight battles like that. When pain or sickness tries to come upon your body, this is not denial, okay? This is just proclaiming what God says over what the enemy says. You're going to have to proclaim one of them. I choose this one. I choose this one. But it says, now thanks be to God. I love this. Listen, your biggest battle, I already said, is going to be in your mind. You need, as a child of God, as a fearless woman, you need to be led by the Spirit of God. And that's all relational. Get to know him. Hear him. Because when things come at you and you need divine wisdom and direction, guess what? He has it for you. He knows exactly what to do every time. He knows exactly what to do every time. I got to take this off. He knows what to do every time. He has an answer. Everything that you're going through, every battle that you're facing, he has already won a victory for. So if that's the case, it's probably a good idea to ask him. To say, Lord, what do you want me to do here? Lord, what's the answer here? What direction should I go? This is huge. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. There is a key word here. He always leads us in triumph. So as long as we're following him, as long as we're allowing him to lead us, there is always going to be a triumph. It's not, well, I think I should do this, and I think I should do this, and they think I should do this, and that, and this, and that. No, it's in his leading that there's a triumph. If we don't listen to the Lord, and we're not led by him, and we just kind of do our own thing, which way are we going? God knows which way to go. So allow him to lead you. Give him your life. Trust him. He's good. We walk in love. We know where our strength comes from. Through God, it says in Psalm 60:12, it says, through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. But those, it says in Isaiah 40:31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Submit to God and resist the enemy, James says. Submit to God. How do we submit to God? Lord, I want to know you. You're going to lead me. What do you want me to do? What does your word say about this? What are you telling me to do? Because I know that when you lead me, I have a victory. I have a victory. I walk in victory. Fearless women, this is the last point. Fearless women know a vital key to walking in victory. And we're going to have some awesome testimonies tomorrow. It's going to be so good. But everybody remember the story of Paul and Silas in the prison? They were in the middle. They had just gotten beat. They were thrown in prison for preaching the word of God. And what did they do? They sat in the corner. And they cried, and they said, why, God? Why? No, they didn't. They got in their position, and they said, God, we worship you. We praise you. They began to pray and sing praises to God. When you know who you believe in and what he's capable of and what he is purchased for us, oh man, get into that place, start thinking along that lines, and just start rejoicing. Listen, when rejoicing happens, things change. It changes. If anything, we're a lot happier, right? But it changes things. You know why? Because it gets our focus off of the problem and onto where we're seated in Him. It gets our focus on what He has purchased for us. It gets our focus on the victory. He's so good. This is the last scripture. Colossians 2:15, it says that He disarmed principalities and powers. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. I want to just kind of explain to you what this means. Back then, when kings and men that would go out and fight battles would win battles, they would like have a parade down the street with everything that they overcame and everything that they won in that battle. They would parade that. Listen, Jesus did that for us. He had a parade. It's already been taken care of. We just get to join in the parade. I'm in a parade. I'm going to celebrate. This is what I've won because I'm seated in Christ. This is where I'm seated. This is who I am. This is how much God loves me. He legally stripped the power from the enemy. It's done. This was no quiet affair. He exposed the enemy. He exposed him. And he stripped him. Does anybody know what strip means? He disarmed him. He left him with nothing. The only thing he's got is this yappy little mouth that tries to talk to you all day long and get you in fear and get you in a place of disbelief and get you in not knowing who you are and get you in all these things. He's loud. But guess what? We know how to talk to him, right? We're strong women. No, I resist you. That's what you say. I submit to the word of God. I know who I am. I know where I'm seated. God is good. So we're not going to fear, right? What can man do to us? It says that so much in the word. What can man do to us? Listen, we have everything we need to walk through this life. And when we begin to, as women of God, when we begin to stand in what we have, when we begin to be brave and be bold and be courageous, listen, we will help the women that don't know who they are alongside of us. And we'll just start something. We'll just start something, you know? We'll start a revolution. Maybe that's already been started, but we'll be a part of it, right? We'll make a difference. We'll make a difference. We'll be women that when other women come to us, how can you be so happy? How can you be so confident? How can you be so at peace when this is going on and this is going on? How can you be? Well, let me tell you, and you can tell them about the Lord, how good He is. So we're just going to, if you guys want to come play a little bit, we're going to wrap this up. God thinks we're pretty special. God thinks we're pretty special that He would supply such an awesome position for us. That He would think, before the foundations of the world, that He would think, this is the plan. We're going to go back. We're going to save the people. We're going to give them every tool that they need. And we're going to put them in position with us. We're going to bring them back to relationship. We're going to bring them back to being sons and daughters. We're going to bring them back. He's brought us back. He's brought us back, not halfway. God doesn't do things halfway. He doesn't just barely give us enough to get by. He doesn't just we'll help Him a little. God is so abundant. He's so full. He's overflowing. He's more than enough. He's faithful. He's faithful. Sometimes I think if we would just slow down a little bit and we would just say, God, this is what I'm facing in my life. These are the things. What would you have me to do? What would you have me to say? If we just slow down. You know, God's not like, he doesn't respond real well to, God, I'm going through this. Why aren't you there? What should I do? Oh, I give up. He doesn't respond real well to that. He loves us. But he's looking for those that in all of the craziness, in all of the noise, would quiet down and just say, God, I'm going to wait on you. And you're going to renew my strength. That's what the Bible says. And you're giving me answers. And you're working in ways I don't even see. And God, you're faithful. And God, you've supplied everything I need. And God, you've given me these weapons that cannot be penetrated. Lord, you've given me these weapons that the enemy has absolutely no, there's no contest. You've given me this position that's so much higher than the thing I'm facing right now. You've given me love that can never be taken away. You've given me a future. You've given me hope. You've given me something to live for. And in that love that you gave me, that's so big and it's so vast, and there's no end to it, and there's no, you can't measure it, in that place, in that love, it's perfect. And the Bible says that it casts out all fear. So what do I have to be afraid of when I have God on my side? What do I have to fear when God is my Father, and when God has put me in a position far above the issues, where the enemy is just this little, tiny nothing? Really? In God's eyes? That's how our eyes should see. That's how our eyes should see. That's how our eyes should see. Everybody close their eyes. And I want you to picture yourself in a position that's high above. And I want you to picture the thing that you're facing way down there. Way down there. It's little. Listen to me closely. The enemy knows he's defeated. He is waiting for us to know that he's defeated. As long as we don't know that he's defeated, and we don't act like daughters of the king, and we don't realize how much he loves us, and we don't see ourselves seated in him, he will continue to bombard you and bombard you and bombard you. But let me tell you something. When you know how small he is and how he's been defeated, when you know that, he knows he's toast. He knows he's defeated. I always want to give this opportunity. And everybody will have their eyes closed, but if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, if you don't know what it's like to have a Father that loves you, if you don't know what it is to have a relationship with Him, and you want one, you can just raise your hand. Nobody's looking around. You want to know for sure that you're serving God. I see that. That you're serving God. You want to know, God, I have a hope and a future in You. That with You, I'm not alone. You want to know a love so intimate and so deep, nothing you've ever felt before. In fact, maybe you feel it right now in this room, that God loves you. If that's you, raise your hand. If you want to know Him. Want to know that you have a future in Him. Well, we're just going to pray because there was a hand, so everybody can repeat this after me. Lord, I recognize that You came and died and gave Your life for me. And I want to know You. I want to have a relationship with You. I invite You into my life. And Lord, I thank You that You have a future for me. That there's hope in You. So Lord, from this night forward, show me more of You. Walk with me in my life. Jesus' name. Amen. Now another one. If you deal with fear, everybody can just shut their eyes. If you deal with fear, I mean, it just grips you. Listen, there was a time, this was a couple of years ago, when I would lay in my bed at night. I would wake up at night, and there was pain going through my body and things happening in my body that were not right. And fear, I mean, it just, like, I could feel it. You know that kind of fear that you can just feel in your physical body? You know it's there. It's thick. Would come over me. And in the midst of that feeling of fear, I would just say, Lord, not give fear. Your love triumphs over fear. So I resist this fear in Jesus' name. And I would go to bed. And I would wake up the next night, and fear would come. And you know what kind of fear I'm talking about. The devil doesn't ever play light or nice. And fear would come again, and I would say, no, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound, peaceful mind. And I'd go to bed. This probably happened for 2 months. It's not that I would wake up every night, but very often. Until one night, I woke up, I felt absolutely no fear. I stopped waking up at night. That feeling of intense fear, knew that it could not come anymore. So with your eyes shut and your head bowed, if you deal with fear, we're going to pray over that. If fear just sits on you, it torments you, we're going to pray for you. So if that's you, you can just raise your hand. And I'm just going to have, we're going to have the people next to you put their hand on you. So you're right here, there, back there. Yep, and right here. The scripture says, we boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? It says, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Scripture also says, the Lord is on your side. Do not fear. What can man do to you? It says, the Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. It says in Psalms 56, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Or when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you, God, are with me. Your word, the rod, and your staff, the spirit, they comfort me. So, Father, right now we just pray for these women that are dealing with fear. Fear, we command you to go. We command you to leave in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the peace of God over these women. We thank you, Lord, for your word, for the Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us light and direction on how to handle this fear when it comes, where to put it, Lord, that you just give us the exact just eyesight of where we're seated with you, that we see, Father, that all things are possible with those that believe. We thank you, Lord, that you love us, that you never leave us, you never forsake us. We're not alone. We have confidence in you. So we thank you for freedom in that area right now in Jesus' name. We give you glory and honor. Just sing that song a little bit and then
we are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. 'Cause we need a move. Yes, we need a move. Yes, we need a move. We need a move.
heart is saying this. What do you have to lose? We've done a lot of things on our own, in our own way. What do you have to lose? Complete abandonment will bring you complete freedom. What do you have to lose? Father, we just thank you. Lord, we thank you for everything that you've supplied for us. We thank you, Lord. We don't have to live life alone. We thank you that we don't have to just try to work up enough strength to fight things and go through things. But Father, you walk there right alongside of us, already knowing the way, already knowing the battle plan, already knowing where the victory is. Father, we just walk with you. We just take your hand and we walk with you. And you always lead us right into that victory every single time because you're faithful. So, Father, we purpose to know you and the power of your resurrection, to make you a part of decisions, a part of our life, to make you a part of, Lord, our future, our days, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your love. Amen. Well, if you want something from the Lord, you just take it. He doesn't mind. You just take it. He's not stingy. He doesn't hold back. He wants you to take it all. Every part. So just take it. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you would like more information about Faith Family Church, including service times and location, visit faithfamilybillings.com.